From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and the metro station. Inna van Meermisch, a spokesperson for the federal prosecutor's office, talks about the process of identifying those killed in the attacks.
So we have 31 bodies taken out of the crime scene. Among those 31, we have the three bombers. So there were 28 bodies left to identify. And from those 28, we've identified 24 of them.
One of the Brussels suicide bombers was linked to the November 13th Paris attack, in which 130 people died. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria says she's one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school in 2014 by the insurgent group Boko Haram. A local leader said the 15-year-old girl looked tired and malnourished. Syrian activists and state media said Sunday that pro-government forces retook control of Palmyra, 10 months after Islamic State militants seized the ancient city and destroyed monuments that had stood there for nearly 2,000 years. Airstrikes and artillery bombardment were reported in the waves of explosions hitting buildings, as well as smoke rising from many locations. Palmyra used to attract tens of thousands of tourists every year. Islamic State took control in just a few days in May 2015. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his country is ready to do anything it can to restore its relations with Saudi Arabia for the sake of promoting progress and prosperity in the Muslim world. Rouhani's comments came at the end of a two-day visit to Pakistan. Iran had been getting help from Pakistan in mending relations with Saudi Arabia. Masood Khan is the former Pakistani ambassador to China.
Pakistan has been trying to persuade the two countries to de-escalate the situation, to talk to each other. And that's why the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Mr. Nawaz Sharif, some time ago, he undertook a peace mission to Riyadh and Tehran. And both countries welcomed him. And I think that since then, there has been visible reduction in tensions, although the differences are still there between the two countries.
Saudi Arabia broke off relations with Iran in January when mobs stormed into the Saudi embassy in Tehran to protest against the Saudis' execution of a Shiite religious leader. Speaking to reporters in Islamabad, Rouhani said he hopes the two countries will find the right path, he says, to resolve the issues between them. Separately, Rouhani reached agreements with Pakistani civilian and military officials on expanding trade and economic relations during his visit. A prominent Chinese internet activist living in New York says Chinese authorities have detained three members of his family. They haven't been seen since Tuesday. They live in southern China. In a push, he says, to find the author of an open letter calling for the resignation of President Xi Jinping, when a vocal critic of Beijing has denied involvement in the letter, saying he only linked it to his Twitter account when it was published in China. In U.S. politics, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders overwhelmingly won Saturday's Democratic caucuses in the state of Washington, as well as Alaska and Hawaii, inching closer in his bid to chase down frontrunner Hillary Clinton in the race to become the next U.S. president. Sanders spoke from the campaign trail.
And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we win.
Even with Saturday's victories, Bernie Sanders trails Hillary Clinton, the former U.S. Secretary of State, by just under 300 pledged delegates and faces a tough path to overtake her and to get the party's nomination for president. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.